This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, a Greek vocalist records a moving rendition of the quintessential anthem of Argentine rock. Trio from Spain becomes a duo and then goes electric, and a collaboration from Buenos Aires delivers one of the most elegant and intriguing albums of the year. Yes, it's a new music episode here at the Latin Alternative, and we even have some vintage Peruvian grooves from the Andes. Hermano Josh.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. A lot of great music, and I'm very excited about the first artist we're playing today. I'm talking about Diego Garcia, who was one of my favorite artists in recent years, an Argentinian-American singer-songwriter who used to be the frontman of the non-Latin indie rock group called Elephant. And then, you know, Diego put out an amazing album back in 2011 called Laura, which got a lot of airplay on many public radio stations and even commercial stations in the U.S. Just a really touching kind of alternative singer-songwriter record. But then 2 years later, he put out a new record, which honestly didn't grab me, didn't grab a lot of people. So I was very happy when he put out a new single, which I think is back in the vein of the quality of his first album. So I want to play that right now for our listeners. This is Diego Garcia with the new single, Don't Go.
Even as I'm in the letter, I felt a sharp pain at my side. Every time I try to forget her, it plants another seed in my mind.
Please don't go into my mind again. You don't know all of the pain that you caused. Please don't go.
I'm Diego Garcia, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
De cuántas cosas has dejado por aceptar este dolor. De cuántos líos te has quejado por depender de su sabor. Miel parece dulce sensación. El engaño de la tentación. Vienes bajando como un tren. Nada te puede detener. Llévala, llévala. La vida es tan bella. Llévala, llévala. Sin prisa te espera.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music from Monterrey, Mexico. We just heard Clemente Castillo and the song Bella Vida, or Beautiful Life. And Clemente, if his voice sounds familiar, was previously the lead singer for the Mexican indie rock band Jumbo, which, Ernesto, I think you're aware, is one of my favorite rock groups, you know, during the, you could say, that big wave of Latin alternative music in the late 90s, early 2000s. Just killer power pop alternative rock band. But I'm really loving Clemente's solo album, Serpentina. So again, great work from Clemente, and we'll be playing some more tracks from his record in coming weeks.
Now, Josh, if I may ask you, do you like Facebook as a way to discover Great new music.
De vez en cuando sí, otras veces no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Because this is what happened to me. See, I was just going about my day and looking at Facebook, and then I see that my good friend Eduardo Guillot, who's a highly respected music journalist in Spain, he's writing about this band called Julia, about this duo, in fact, this electronic female duo. And I was just intrigued. The article was so interesting. There was an interview with the ladies from Julia. And I decided to go to Spotify and just fell in love with Próxima B. This is the new album by Julia from Spain. I understand they were a trio, then became a duo. They were sort of more acoustic, then became electronic. They've been compared to Beach House, which I think is ridiculous, is that, you know, I don't really see them as a dream pop. I think they're much more aggressive and edgy. And I love sort of the angular, the oblique quality of their melodies. So let's check out Julia. Welcome to the Latin Alternative, Julia, and this is their song, Indica.
Till I get looking like a brick wall. They want to stop us from connecting, but it will fall. It's hard to keep it all together when you feel it all, but we gon' make it feel like every day is new, y'all. My abuelita used to pray for me like every day. I think of all the dreams she had when she moved to the Bay. She helped to raise a little soldier, but I went astray. I know that many people feel the way I do today. They desecrating, but my people's on the front line. I celebrate them every time I write another rhyme. They can't create them better, we did it in this time. It's okay to be a little loco in your mind.
Soul and a heart of gold, I'ma give it how I give it till I get old. They got a chokehold, they won't let go. It's enough to drop another brother loco.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music from Oakland, California. We just heard the band Bang Data and the track Loco, which is off their soon-to-be released album, also titled Loco. And it's a band that we've had on the show a few times. And the member, Juan Caipo, is also an increasingly prominent music producer who did the Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute album last year. Always happy to have new music from Bang Data. And now we're going to go from Oakland down to Monterrey, Mexico, to hear Jonas, who was previously one half of Mexico's Plastilina Mosh, often compared to the Beastie Boys for their love of mixing many different genres and their irreverent sense of humor. Very happy that Jonas is back with a solo record, which, to be honest, you could just tell me it was a new Plastilina Mosh album, and I'd say, yes, it is. I'm digging this track, Bailando en la Calle. It's actually a collaboration with Monterrey, Mexico's El Gran Silencio, and so two of my favorite bands from the Mexican alternative scene collaborating on this one. Let's take a listen to Bailando en la Calle from Jonas's album Mi Primer Disco.
El Gran Silencio. Jonas. Bailando en la Calle. Sigue el cotorreo, sigue el vacilón.
Te afecta hasta los pies y que te agarres este beat al revés. Pero mientras sientes que el swing va subiendo y que la música te afecta a tu cerebro, el pico rico del volumen le da el flavor. Sé que trepa que los va a matar los nervios. El nivel de los beats va creciendo y las liras aplican medicamento. En tus velas van entrando, este ritmo va sonando. Melodías son sonando.
This is the Latin Alternative. You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Acalmou a tormenta, pereceram. Os que a estes mares ontem se arriscaram. Vivem os que por amor tremeram. E dos céus os destinos esperaram.
Atravessamos o mar Egeu, um barco cheio de fariseus, com os cubanos, sírios, ciganos, como romanos, sem coliseu. Atravessamos pro outro lado, no rio vermelho, no mar sagrado, no center shopping, superlotado. Retirantes, refugiados.
Onde está meu irmão sem irmã, o meu filho sem pai, minha mãe sem avó, dando a mão pra ninguém, sem lugar pra ficar, os meninos sem paz. Onde estás, meu senhor? Onde estás, onde estás?
Deus, ó Deus, onde estás que não respondes? Em que mundo, em que estrela tu te escondes, embuçado nos céus? Há 2000 anos te mandei meu grito, que embalde desde então corre o infinito. Onde estás, Senhor Deus?
Atravessamos o mar Egeu, um barco cheio de fariseus, como os cubanos, sírios, ciganos, como romanos, sem coliseu. Atravessamos pro outro lado, no rio vermelho, do mar sagrado, sem ter choque. Filho sem pai, minha mãe sem avó, dando a mão pra ninguém, sem lugar pra ficar, os meninos sem paz. Onde estás, meu senhor? Onde estás, onde estás?
Thank you.
This is the Latin Alternative. Today, an episode devoted to some wonderful, some stunning new music from the Latin world. And we just heard the epic return of Tribalistas with the song Diaspora from their second and much anticipated album. Tribalistas, of course, being Marisa Monchi, Carlinhos Brown, and Arnaldo Antunes from Brazil, a true supergroup. They released their first album. It was a huge hit. I'm talking about probably 15 years ago or so. And finally, after so much waiting, we got a new album from Tribalistas. And it actually picks up exactly where the first one ended. So just some beautiful, tender new songs of Brazilian MPB.
And now we're going to take a listen to Mexican Institute of Sound, a group that I'm very happy is back with a new single and actually a hilarious music video as well for this song. This song is called Mi T-shirt de la NASA, or My NASA T-shirt. And I highly encourage folks to go on YouTube and check this video out. I'm not going to give it away, but a little bit zany as always from the genius Camilo Lara, the instigator of Mexican Institute of Sound. And he is also the leader of the Morrissey homage group Mexrecy, and one half of the duo known as Compa. So a man who truly never sleeps, and I'm glad he finds the time to make some great music. Let's take a listen to Mi T-shirt de la NASA.
Hola pandilla, this is Camilo from the Mexican Institute of Sound, and you are listening to the three-time champion on the heavyweight Latin Alternative. Ow!
Pasitos. Sedona.
We just heard from Peru, Los Compadres del Ande, performing the track La Mecedora. Some wonderful Peruvian grooves, vintage stuff. This is from a compilation called Andina, 1968 to 1978. The Sound of Peru from the Andes, Peruvian music from the Andes. Just some wonderful stuff. Those compilations, Josh, really sometimes define the year when they appeared. And I think that's the case. We're going to be remembering Andina for a long time to come.
Now we're going to go back to Oakland, California for another buzz band, a group that has been only on my radar for a month or two, but I'm really enjoying the self-titled album from La Misa Negra. And this is just like a really fun kind of alternative cumbia orchestra, if you want to call it that. And this song is called Acosadora, and it's a group that puts on an explosive live show. Definitely check them out if they come to your town. Let's take a listen to La Misa Negra and Acosadora.
We'll be right back.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Como entre sueños y risas, entre las sombras del mejor calor, la noche, el fuego, el chicle, el dios del rayo, van en tu bolsa de mano.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted entirely to new music. And, well, Josh, we just heard probably one of my favorite songs of the year, I have to say. This was Bolsa de Mano by Susy Pirelli. And, you know, recently I've been playing some bands from Buenos Aires that I think are very intriguing, very talented. One of them was Los Besos. The singer with Los Besos is Paula Drama. And another band that we've played recently is Amor Elefante. One of the members of Amor Elefante is Inés Copertino. Now, these two ladies, Inés Copertino and Paula Drama, they also have the side project called Susy Pirelli. And it's actually, this thing is absolutely stunning. Just the way they navigate the melodies and the production qualities. It has this beautiful retro feeling, this nostalgia to it. But I would say overall, just how gorgeous the melodies are. So Susy Pirelli, just a project to watch for. And this song that I'm just crazy in love with, Bolsa de Mano.
Gracias, Ernesto. Now we're going to go down to Bogota, Colombia, for one of my favorite kind of garage rock inspired bands in recent years, Diamante Eléctrico. These guys put on an awesome show. It's kind of a power trio. They recently opened shows for the Foo Fighters in Latin America. And I've, you know, just always dig kind of their little bit of bluesy garage rock vibe. Not saying it's groundbreakingly original, but it's good fun. Let's take a listen to Diamante Eléctrico and the song Los Días Raros, or The Strange Days.
Suelta y el puño apretado, será lo
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite Nu Musica. From Caracas, Venezuela, recently relocated to Florida, we just heard Vinilo Versus, a awesome rock band who increasingly are singing in English, actually, and quite flawlessly, I might say. I'm hopeful that, you know, now that they've relocated to the U.S., they'll have the opportunity to tour some more and win over new fans. That track is called So Many Stars, and it perhaps from the appropriately titled album Days of Exile.
And now we're going to listen to a lovely rendition of a classic Latin rock song. We're going to listen to Banda Magda. We've played them before. This is a New York-based outfit, and actually the brainchild of Banda Magda is a Greek vocalist, Magda Yaniku. Now, I grew up in Greece, Josh, so I can actually greet Magda in Greek. Yesu Magda, dikanis kala. She understands. And she has sort of a cosmopolitan band because there are Latinos. There's somebody from Argentina, I believe somebody from Colombia in her band. And in this new album, Tigre, that's... It's really lovely. They decided to cover Muchacha Ojos de Papel. Anybody from Argentina knows this song. This is Almendra. This is like the very birth of Argentinian rock with Spinetta. Sort of, in a way, the quintessential Argentinian rock song. And I really loved what Banda Magda did with this. So let's take a listen. Muchacha Ojos de Papel by Banda Magda.
Quédate hasta el alba, muchacha, pequeños pies, no corras más, quédate hasta el alba. Sueña un sueño despacito entre mis manos, hasta que por la ventana suba el sol. Muchacha, piel de alteración, no corras más, tu tiempo es hoy. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma. pechos de miel. No corras más, quédate hasta el día. Duerme un poco y yo entre tanto construiré un castillo con tu vientre hasta que el sol. Muchacha, te dejaré ir hasta llorar.
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. We just heard Banda Magda with Muchacha, parentheses, Ojos de Papel. If you like what you've been hearing, please do follow The Latin Alternative. On Facebook, we're at The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by going to the iTunes store and subscribing by searching for The Latin Alternative, or stream us directly on thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, what if I told you that one of the greatest pianists of the 20th century and also the 21st just celebrated 75 years with an amazing box set, and he's playing some Chopin. Would you like to hear that?
I'd very much like to, Ernesto, and I love that we managed to get some classical music on a show called The Latin Alternative.
Absolutely. Well, classical music has become sort of an alternative, and Daniel Barenboim, celebrated conductor pianist from Argentina, just turned 75, and Deutsche Grammophon released this beautiful box set, the solo recordings. And this is really sort of lots of meats and potato stuff, sonatas by Beethoven, a lot of Schubert and Schumann. But I also loved all the CDs. And there's many, many CDs on this box set. They have like a replica of the original vinyl. And I actually have the vinyl of Barenboim performing this Nocturnes by Chopin. So we're going to end with this, my actually favorite nocturne. This is number 6 in G minor with Daniel Barenboim. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
I'm Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.